Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You may remember I told you that the White House said that Joe Biden was going to be wearing his mask basically everywhere indoors, especially if he's around other people. This was supposed to make you feel better about mask mandates for children in schools now in multiple states. Well, Joe Biden, he kind of screwed all that messaging up when he walked into a meeting at the White House today. And then he said this.
Hello, everybody. Explain to the press, I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board, but they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it, but don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
So much for the science, right? Right? Just screw the science. Just don't tell anybody. That was caught 10 days or something. That's the same guy that's going to force your businesses to shut down the country. And as I played for you earlier, said he'd be more than willing to listen to the scientists and shut down the entire economy if he has to. So now he's like, okay, just kidding. Haha. 10 days or whatever. Now, the White House, of course, trying to fix all this, making it clear they're taking COVID extremely seriously.
If the president continues to test negative, will he wear a mask in India for how many days? And will he do anything else to change his behavior as he's around so many world leaders?
No, it's a good question. Look, as you know, there's about, I believe, a 10-day window, right? Once the person who's in close contact, the president's going to continue to follow CDC guidance. And as I mentioned at the top, that includes masking, that includes testing. The testing is not recommended to be every day for a person who's close contact and socially distancing. And so we're going to continue to certainly to monitor for any symptoms. He has not had any symptoms for the past three days, if you will. And so we're going to continue to, the president's going to continue to move forward in close consultation with his physician. I just don't have anything else to add.
So he would continue to mask up then for 10 days past the exposure point? Is that the plan at this point?
What I can say is that the CDC, when it comes to the 10 days, the CDC guidelines recommend a combination of masking, testing, and monitoring for symptoms. And the president is going to do all of that in close consultation with his physician, as he has been doing the last 3 days, as I mentioned.
By the way, that's just not true. Joe Biden, just before you say he's doing what they said to do, came out on stage and said, don't tell them I'm not wearing my damn mask.
Lord, why don't you explain to the press, I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
These are the people that are going to decide what this next phase of COVID and mandates and lockdowns look like for you. Okay? These are the people that are going to decide what you can and what you cannot do with this second wave of COVID. Because to be clear, the president is absolutely ignoring the CDC guidance. And the fact that they're so flippant about, ah, it's 10 days or whatever it is, right? Like, whatever the hell it is, right? Like, you know, I'm fine, okay? They tell me to keep wearing this stupid thing. And by the way, I like this Joe Biden, just for the record. I like the guy that thinks these masks and wearing these masks are stupid. Like, I think this is great. I absolutely love it. I'm in favor of this Joe Biden, who's like, these things are really, really, really dumb. But the problem here is, you've got a guy who is going to tell the kids in schools you have to wear this thing, you can't come to school. You got the third graders right outside of Washington, D.C. in this school district. They've got to wear their masks for at least 2 weeks right in their school because there's some kids that got COVID. Where's the compassion for them? Because you're not wearing the damn thing. Like, oh, no, but you don't understand. We're following the guidance here. I'm going to keep calling them out on this because this is exactly what dictators and tyrants do, right? They tell you what you have to do and they don't do it. They're flipping about the CDC rules and the guidance here. And, you know, don't tell them I didn't have a mask on when I walked in here, right? But your kids, they better have their mask on all day long at school. And if they don't have their mask on all day long at school, then you're going to have to go home. We're going to send you home. This is going to be an issue this winter, and that's why I'm preparing you for it now. And you better be ready to fight back and call them out on this crap, because this is crap, and that's what it is. It is straight up crap. Now, I want to move on to another issue here, and this deals with the economy and how much money we've just been told from this White House that is about to go to Ukraine. Now, we exposed on yesterday's show, and if you missed it, go grab it. But first, I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand that sells out their customers and is going woke. Americans like me, and you're probably one of them, are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product that we consume. Well, woke mobile companies are no different. The company that you're paying your bill to right now may be giving major donations to Planned Parenthood, for example. And for years, they've been dumping millions into these liberal causes. And we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. Well, I've got news for you. There is. And I want you to make the switch and stand up for a company that stands up for your values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. That means you get the best possible service in your area, period. But guess what you do lose? The leftist propaganda. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. That's because they give a piece of your bill every month to those causes. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. So just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. It's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 878 878- Patriot. That's 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantee when you're on the phone with them. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Now, the amount of cash that we have been giving to Ukraine while Americans are hurting. We only give $700 to people in Hawaii that are hurting. We still, the president still hasn't had time to go see the toxic spill that happened not that far from Washington, D.C. Those people, it's been a year and the man has still hasn't gone there. But what are we doing? We're sending a ton of money to Ukraine. We also know that there's been a countless leaders in Ukraine that have just been fired over the last 4 days because they've been funneling money and stealing the money that we and other world leaders have been sending. So now what are we doing? Well, Anthony Blinken has come out and he's announced that we are going to send an extra $260 million of your tax dollars, not to Hawaii, not to Florida, not to places where Americans need the money. No, no, no. We're going to send $260 million to Ukraine. And this time it's not for ammo munitions, which is where they've been all this corruption started. No. So they've changed the category now, right? So that you won't be against it. It's now for food and health care. So the $260 million, how could you be against that? Because these people deserve food and health care. Listen.
Beyond Ukraine's security needs, for the first time, we are transferring to Ukraine assets seized from sanctioned Russian oligarchs, which will now be used to support Ukrainian military veterans. Those who have enabled Putin's war of aggression should pay for it. We're continuing life-saving humanitarian assistance, emergency shelter for those whose homes Russia has destroyed, medical support and health care for survivors of relentless Russian missile attacks and shelling, including, as we saw again last night and today, food, clean drinking water, generators for communities. Today, we're committing an additional $206 million toward that effort, much of which is dedicated to helping the more than 6 million Ukrainians who are displaced by Russia's war. As Russia continues to weaponize food, we're helping people within Ukraine and around the world who are suffering from extreme hunger, as well as malnutrition. Not content with pulling out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative, which has sent 32 million metric tons of Ukrainian grain to the world, the equivalent of more than 18 billion loaves of bread, most of it to developing countries. Putin is now bombing Ukrainian granaries and warehouses, mining port entrances, driving up food prices around the world, devastating Ukrainian farmers. Now, Russia claims it would be willing to return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative if its conditions are met. The United Nations has put forward a proposal that meets those conditions, but Putin continues to hold out. Meanwhile, Russia is using the hunger and market distortion that it's created to profit from record-breaking exports of its own grain. As we build international pressure on Russia to return to the Black Sea Grain Initiative, we're working with Ukraine to find and use alternative routes for its grain shipments to other countries. For Ukraine not only to survive, but to thrive, we're also supporting its efforts to rebuild from Russia's aggression.
So we're going to send $260 million of your tax dollars to Ukraine for food and health care, and you're supposed to be excited about this and not ask any questions at all. That's not all, by the way. So they're now taking the grand total and they're dividing it up for you so that you won't be totally outraged, because the $260 is going to be added on to the more than $520 million that we're also going to spend in making, quote, Ukraine's energy infrastructure cleaner and more resilient so Russia can then bomb it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is all about Ukrainian math that looks like it's not a lot of money and that you'll not pay attention to. So you give $260 for health care and for food. And if you don't give that money, then right, you look like the worst person in the world if you're against it. I don't think they're Ukrainians that are embezzling this money and funneling this money into their bank accounts, these oligarchs that are getting this food. I really don't think they care how we label it. They're stealing the damn money. In fact, let's talk about the $260 just for a second before I get into this other money for energy and go back to something I just reminded myself of. They were the ones, Ukraine, that actually we just busted them. Paying an insane markup for food for the military, right? Like MREs, etc. Like these are, this is one of the things that they did. And that's why some people, quote, got fired, because they were lining their pockets and the pockets of others, paying insanely overpriced prices for food for the military. So now that America's spin is, well, we're going to give you $260 million for food and health care. Well, I wonder what a Band-Aid's going to cost. I wonder what gauze is going to cost. I wonder what scissors are going to cost. I wonder what Advil is going to cost, or Aleve or Tylenol, right? I wonder what these things are going to cost when they spend that $260 million of our tax dollars, because they have no problem doing it with the last billions we sent them, which then brings me back to this other stupid idea. Anthony Blinken has come out and at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. He said this announces in Ukraine. He says we're going to invest more than $520 million, so this is separate than the $260, in making Ukraine's energy infrastructure, quote, cleaner and more resilient. Well, that's just stupid, because when you build this stuff, we already know who's going to bomb this stuff, right? Like, we already know that. We already know we're going to bomb it. Like who's going to bomb it? It's going to be Russia. Russia's going to bomb the infrastructure that Ukraine is building. So do we really give a crap if it's cleaner? No. But your tax dollars are going to go for this. And guess what's going to happen? A bunch of Ukrainian oligarchs are going to get rich and they're going to steal this money.
For Ukraine not only to survive, but to thrive, we're also supporting its efforts to rebuild from Russia's aggression. At the Ukraine Recovery Conference held in London a few months ago, I pledged that the United States would invest more than $520 million in making Ukraine's energy infrastructure, more than half of which has been destroyed by Russia, cleaner, more resilient, and more integrated with Europe. We're making new investments to enhance the transparency of Ukraine's institutions and to bolster the rule of law so that Ukraine's democracy is even more responsive to the needs of its people and can attract the private capital needed to rebuild. We're engaged in assisting the government of Ukraine on anti-corruption efforts and on efforts to ensure accountability and full transparency of all the assistance we're providing, as well as the security of U.S.-provided defense articles and technologies.
So we're going to give them 520 million in making their energy infrastructure cleaner so that the Russians can then just blow it up. I love how he's walking around with his checkbook, right? I pledge the United States would invest more than $520 million in making Ukraine's energy infrastructure, more than half of which has been destroyed by Russia, cleaner and more resilient. Cleaner? So we're worried about cleaner, high, more expensive technology than we are about just getting the lights back on for the people in Ukraine. Even if I was in favor of this, this is still a stupid plan. This is still a really dumb plan. Oh, don't worry. Anthony Blinken's not done there. As he's in Kyiv, he said, President Biden asked me to come to reaffirm our strong support. We're not backing down, right? I wonder why. Because the president is compromised by Ukraine. They've got the dirt on him. They have the proof of the bribes. They know where all the money was going. They know what he did to fire Sokin, the investigator that was going after Burisma. They own him. So that's why the president's like, hey, man, you got to go over to Kyiv real quick. You got to tell him we're still there. We're not going to stop sending money. He is owned and compromised by the corrupt people in Ukraine, including Zelensky.
We are determined, the United States, to continue to walk side by side with you. And President Biden asked me to come to reaffirm strongly our support, to ensure that we are maximizing the efforts that we're making and other countries are making for the immediate challenge of the counteroffensive, as well as the longer-term efforts to help Ukraine build a force for the future that can deter and defend against any future aggression. But also to work with you and support you as you engage in the critical work of strengthening your democracy, rebuilding your economy. I know you were just on the front lines, and we're all ready to hear your assessment. But certainly we see the important progress that's being made now in the counteroffensive, and that's very, very encouraging.
Very, very encouraging. You want to know what it's like when your government's compromised? This is what it sounds like. You got this guy going over there. It's like, hey, you tell me whatever we need to say, and we'll say it. Whatever you need, the president says you own him. He made us $10 million. It may cost us billions. We don't really care. Blinken, by the way, also in Kyiv, said this about Ukraine. And again, this goes back to what I'm saying. He's saying, right? We'll give you everything you need. Whatever you need, we're here with you. Whatever you want, we're here with you. Because you own this president.
I'm here, first and foremost, to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine as it deals with this aggression. We've seen good progress in the counteroffensive. It's very heartening. We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but has what it needs for the long term to make sure that it has a strong deterrent, strong defense capacity, so that in the future, aggressions like this don't happen again. And we're also determined to continue to work with our partners as they build and rebuild a strong economy, a strong democracy, all of which is necessary to ensure that Ukraine not only survives, but it thrives in the future. And in that, Ukraine has a strong partner in the United States. And for me, it's always a special pleasure to be with, again, not only my colleague, but my friend, Dmytro Kuleba. We've been working together around the world in around the Caucasus and around the clock. So good to be here, my friend.
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, the guys from Ukraine don't have to say anything, right? Like, here we are. We're going to walk out there. We're going to do whatever it is we have to do. Pentagon, by the way, this is a little side note here on just how corrupt this whole thing is. Pentagon spokesman's come out, no one's covering this, saying, quote, we have absolute confidence that the Ukrainians will use, quote, you ready for this? Depleted uranium munitions responsibly. So now we've got uranium at play here.
All right, there's breaking news just into CNN. The United States is expected to announce a military aid package that for the first time will include depleted uranium munitions. This is a military aid package going to Ukraine. It will include depleted uranium munitions. That is according to a UN official. With me now is Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh. Sabrina, great to see you. And look, these depleted uranium rounds, they can pierce armor plates like those found on tanks because they're made of a highly dense metal, but they are mildly radioactive. So what do you say to those who suggest, A, this is an escalation of the type of...
By the way, I love this. They're mildly, just mildly radioactive. But besides that, they're totally great, right? This is the CNN spin because they want this war. They want it badly. So again, here's CNN telling you how using depleted uranium munitions is totally fine.
They are mildly radioactive. So what do you say to those who suggest, A, this is an escalation in the type of weaponry being sent to Ukraine, and B, what about the environmental concerns?
Well, thanks, John, for having me. It's great to be with you. Again, I'm not going to get ahead of any announcements that the Pentagon hasn't made yet today. But what I will say is these rounds are standard use in the tanks that not only the U.S. uses, but that we will be providing the Ukrainians. And if they are included in the packages that are coming forward in the coming in today or in the coming weeks, we have absolute confidence that the Ukrainians will use them responsibly as they fight to take back their sovereign territory in the east and the north as well.
No big deal. Thanks for the reporting there. So we've got depleted uranium munitions. We're sending a bunch of money. We're about to get into an all-out war with Russia. But don't worry, this is what we're supposed to be doing here. This is the all-in point here, and we have to do it. And if you don't let us do it, well, then just know that you're going to be called our boys and girls. I played this the other day. We'll be fighting a war in Europe. That's the threat from this White House. Let us do this, or there's a war in Europe that you're going to be sent to fight.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then you get into
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House, by the way, they're not concerned about you and your feelings right now and all this money going over there. They've already been compromised or sent the money. There's nothing to stop it. And they're lying to you, by the way, about the economy. How do I know this? Listen to the White House press secretary talking about gas prices.
If you look at what we've been able to do from last summer to this summer, lowering gas prices by $1.20, that is because of the work that this administration has done. And so we're always going to be focused on what steps we can take to continue to lower prices for Americans.
By the way, that's just a lie. It's not true. And any fact checker can go look at the AAA gas prices last year at this time compared to now. And guess what? Gas prices are higher today than they were a year ago today when she says this at the White House. Claiming the gas prices are down by $1.20 is a lie. They're not down by any amount of money, not even 1 cent. They're up from last summer to this summer, and gas prices are higher today than they were exactly 1 year ago. But when you are a Democrat, right, when you're one of these commies up there and everybody in the room basically is a commie, you can make up crap like this and just hope that 50 plus 1% of the American people are so stupid that they will actually buy this crap and go, okay, yeah, we get it. It makes sense. Right? Like this totally makes sense here. Here's something else that also broke that I just want to explain this to you. Special counsel, we're now being told in a new leak, intends to indict Hunter Biden, quote, on gun charges. Right? CNN says this as this news is broken about Hunter Biden, and this is how they're explaining it away. Listen carefully to their words that they used.
Well, and there is the question about whether this investigation would broaden further or whether there are other potential crimes that are now back on the table. You know, they brought up the potential, you know, foreign agent dealing. So, look, Hunter Biden now has a host of problems that he didn't have or didn't think he had a couple of weeks ago.
By the way, I love how they're like, well, it could get worse. Probably not. In fact, they were going to deal with a gun charge. They're still dealing with a gun charge. It doesn't look like they're going to be doing anything differently here. But CNN's like, there's a question about whether there are other potential crimes are now back on the table. So at least they're admitting that. So you are admitting that the sweetheart deal that was given by the guy who's now investigating Hunter Biden, who gave him the sweetheart deal, who silenced the whistleblowers, you're now saying, oh, well, there may be other crimes. Like, if there's anything that's at least nice about this, at least CNN's actually saying now that there is potentially other crimes. That's the first time they've actually acknowledged that there could actually be other crimes that have been committed by the president's son. Hunter Biden now has a host of problems he didn't think he had a couple weeks ago. So why not say that that deal a couple weeks ago was, in fact, a sweetheart deal? This, again, goes back to the, of course, and they're leaking here. I'm not buying any of this, right? That this is going to come down on Hunter Biden because the guy that wrote the plea agreement is the guy investigating Hunter Biden. And the guy who wrote the plea agreement's not going to now come after Hunter Biden because his boss is not going to allow him to do that. Now, they come on the air and they break this. They're like, federal prosecutors are seeking an indictment against Hunter Biden relating to gun charges by the end of the month. Is that anything we should be excited about? No, because these are the crimes that are not a big deal.
And there's more breaking news just coming into CNN right now. The special counsel, David Weiss, intends to seek an indictment against Hunter Biden relating to gun charges by the end of the month. That according to a new court filing. Biden had previously reached a deal involving a gun possession charge that would have allowed him to avoid prosecution if he met certain conditions over a 24-month period. Once his plea deal, though, fell apart in court, the future of the gun deal has been in limbo.
Now, these scumbags at CNN, they know this isn't breaking news. These are the crimes that insulate and protect Joe Biden. These are the exact crimes that I would expect him to charge him with, because these are the ones that actually don't connect any of the funds. You look at this, you look at the gun crime. All right, let's just talk about the gun crime. The gun crime doesn't open you up to anything in Ukraine, Romania, Russia, or China. It doesn't open up any financial records. It doesn't open up any banking. It doesn't open up any foreign lobbying issues. This is the safest thing to charge Hunter Biden with. This is the reason why they listed it in the plea deal, because they wanted to make sure that in the plea deal that there was nothing they actually charged him with that could connect him to the president of the United States of America or any of the other Biden crime family members. If there was a good crime that Hunter Biden committed, it actually was the gun crime, so they could look the other way on all the other stuff. So that's why they're going right back to it. The only difference now is that they're now saying, oh, well, he's got hell to pay. No, he doesn't. This gun crime, he will not see, I would say, a day in jail. And if he does, it would be like maybe 2 or 3 days. Then he'll get out for good behavior. Yada, yada, yada. Like this is a non-issue. OK, it's a non-starter. And they know this, but they're covering it like this is damning to this White House. Like this is some sort of real extreme accountability. It is not accountability for Hunter Biden. It is another part of the cover-up. And the guy who did the plea deal, the sweetheart plea deal, is the same exact guy right now who is going to charge him with, quote, these crimes. So you know what you're getting here, okay? Like, you know exactly what is happening here. This is nothing new. And when they report it, it's seen in like, oh my gosh, we've got breaking news. This is incredible breaking news. You're not going to believe what we've just uncovered. You're not going to believe what we've just found out. Like, you should be like, this is that middle finger moment when you're like, I'm not stupid enough. I'm not dumb enough to buy this crap. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not that dumb. I'm not stupid enough to buy it, believe it, or to listen to it. Because this is not breaking news, and this is just more of the same to cover for the Biden crime family. Which brings me back to the other big ruse that I started with, and that deals with COVID. The World Health Organization has come out today to scare the hell out of you and lay the groundwork for COVID 2.0 to just wreck this country. 3.0, I guess, technically. Take a listen to what the WHO leader said today.
The increase in hospitalizations and deaths shows that COVID is here to stay and that we will continue to need tools to fight it.
So what does that mean? We're going to need tools to fight it. So are we supposed to write another big old check to the WHO? Is that what we're supposed to do next? So we got to write a big, huge check to the WHO. You know, I got to go back just a year ago. And as I was doing the show today, I was thinking to myself, wasn't it Biden who last year shamed Americans for not wearing masks, calling it a patriotic duty to wear that mask? He said that in 2022. What did Joe Biden do today? He joked about wearing a mask. But while he's joking, there are children today in America in multiple states there where they have implemented the mask mandates. Listen to Biden a year ago compared to today.
As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it's part of your patriotic duties.
I've been tested again today. I'm clear across the board. But they keep telling me because this has to be 10 days or something, I got to keep wearing it. But don't tell them I didn't have it on when I walked in.
I mean, listen to this idiot. Last year, it's your patriotic duty, even if you're vaccinated, to wear the damn mask. Today, Biden jokes, don't tell them I didn't have a mask on when I walked in, even though his wife has COVID. Right. He's like, oh, I've done all the things. I'm fine. Everything's good. Leave me alone. Right. Like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I tell you, I'm totally fine. Just leave me alone. This is an administration that you cannot trust no matter what. Please make sure you share this podcast on social media so that this info will get out to the masses. Write us a 5-star review. It helps us tremendously to reach a new audience when you guys write a review. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.